fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Sunday, the 23rd day of September, 2007, welcome to the John Moore Show. Got an interesting message and note from Freeze Dry Guy regarding some pending legislation. It's being called the Veterans Disarmament Act. It's a Dateline yesterday written by Larry Pratt, the leader of Gun Owners of America, which in my opinion is far better than the NRA when it comes to really defending our firearms rights. Apparently this pending legislation would make it illegal for many veterans, tens of thousands of veterans, to own firearms in the following manner. Any veteran who's ever been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD for short, would have their right to own a firearm taken from them. This is bad stuff. This is bad law. It's in the House. It's H.R. 2640. And I don't have a number for the Senate bill. However, we do have a specific section, 102B. I won't go into that. where apparently the raw text of medical records can be put into the system, and then that will become the basis for banning firearms ownership. I don't have a whole lot of faith in Congress to do much of the right thing anymore. However, they do respond to the gun owners. They're fearful of the gun owners. The rebellion in 1994 was the biggest turnover in Congress in 100 years. First break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know what you can go with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Sunday, the 23rd of September, 2007. Please recall last week we had a number of callers calling in towards the end of the show and couldn't get everybody in. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. I want to complete talking about this pending legislation before we move on. Clearly, this is an attempt, and Freeze-Dried Guy makes a good point in his note to me, and I agree with him. He didn't mention this, but I will. One of the few things that the New World Order fears are the combat veterans of Vietnam, both active duty and prior military. I've been told by somebody on the inside that the New World Order is waiting until almost all the combat Vietnam veterans are no longer in the system, which in another year or two they won't be. The ones I know that are active duty, they are truly warriors. And the New World Order truly, truly fears these men because they know what they're capable of. And as when it comes to prior military combat Vietnam veterans, we have what might be called force multiplier that in the event of any crisis whether it's a 9/11 type crisis, where, by the way, we had a Vietnam combat vet save dozens, if not hundreds, of lives at his place of employment. Whatever the crisis might be, in any community in the country, there's going to be combat Vietnam veterans who will step up to the plate and do what needs to be done. Whether it's a hurricane, a flood, a tornado, or the People's Liberation Army dropping out of the sky with parachutes, they will do what needs to be done. So, anything those who oppose us, anything that the people who promote the world, New World Order can do to disarm the combat veterans of Vietnam, they certainly will do so, and that appears to be what's happening here. So, I don't frequently do this, I rarely do it, but I'm going to urge you to contact your congressional representative, your United States senator, and politely and respectfully ask that they oppose H.R. 2640. It's House Resolution 2640. You might get a response that there's a provision for veterans to challenge this. Well, what we've seen in the past, in fact, for a number of years now, is that expungement simply doesn't work. In fact, I know some men who have in the past had some criminal felonies, and they've had that taken care of, or they got a pardon from the governor, and they can't get an expungement because the Congress has not given the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives the money to provide that service. So that's not going to cut it. And if they say there's a provision for expungement, don't buy it, because we've already been down that road. While I'm thinking about and talking about Freeze-Dry Guy, this would be a good time to mention that Freeze-Dry Guy always has specials going on. If he's not got one thing on special, he's got something else. If you listen to Patriot Radio, and the audiences of these Patriot Radio stations tend to be very loyal and listen to the various shows on the different Patriot networks, you're going to hear a lot of advertising for a lot of long-term storage food. For a good reason, that's our demographics. I urge you to do the following. Do your homework. Buying food to keep one person, two or three or four, fed for a year is no small thing when it comes to dollar amounts. It can be somewhat expensive. So do your research. Check out these vendors. And the last vendor you should check out is Freeze-Dry Guy, following two reasons. Quality and price. Quality and price. You'll find the best, highest quality, name brand, freeze-dried food at the best prices, shipping included. Don't forget the shipping. When you're packaging up and shipping heavy, bulky items, shipping can add up to a considerable amount as well. So you need to be sure you look at that. And I feel so confident in what you'll find out when you do your homework that I can do this. I can, with confidence, urge you to shop the competition first, and then, after you've done that, then check out freezedryguy.com, because I know you're going to be happy. You're going to be pleased. You're not going to find very many vendors making that offer. I do, because I know Freeze-Dry Guy, I know his products, and I know I can stand behind what I'm saying. His website is freezedryguy.com. His phone number, I'll say it twice slowly, 530-265-8333. I say it again slowly, 530-265-8333. If you miss him Monday through Friday during normal business hours, Pacific time, try him again. He's busy. We're all busy. He's running a business, and he's here and there. Wait an hour or two. Give him another call. You'll catch up with him. I was going through some of my preparedness items, doing some reviews, as I do on a somewhat frequent basis, making sure my equipment is clean and properly stored and ready for use. and hopefully not finding any surprises like rusty items I didn't this time around. But that's part of it. The deeper you get into preparedness, the more time you spend in cleaning and sorting and packaging and repackaging your preparedness material, whatever it might be. Tools, clothing, boots, socks, weapons, optics. It's just an endless list. But equipment maintenance and equipment repair are skills that you must learn. Modern farmer, when I say modern farmer, for about the last 100 years or so, the modern farmer spends most of his time using, maintaining, and repairing equipment. Using, maintaining, and repairing equipment. It might be a tractor, it might be a combine, it might be a hay baler, chainsaws. It's an endless list. Pumps, generators, endless list of equipment that needs to be maintained and repaired. And farmers, God bless them, they have all these skills. Most farmers I know would be ashamed to call in an outside vendor, a repairman, to repair the equipment that they use in their daily work out there on the farm. They would be humiliated to do so. If it's a welding job, they weld it. If it's a cutting job, they cut it. Threads need to be cut, they cut threads. On and on and on. That's what these farmers do. Contractors are the same way, construction contractors. They've, most of the time, they'll maintain their own equipment or have people on their staff that do it for them, as opposed to using outside vendors. I frequently talk about skills, ladies and gentlemen, frequently, for a very good reason. Number one, you need them. Number two, if you don't have them, you may not be able to get somebody else to do it for you. Or if you do, you might be paying a pretty penny out of scarce resources, whether it's your collection of silver or gold coins, ammunition, salt, whatever it might be. Scarce resources. Learning these skills, depending on what it is, can take anywhere from days to weeks to years. To becoming competent can take days, weeks, or years, as opposed to just learning a basic skill. This is not optional. If you want to be prepared for long-term survival in a serious crisis of a regional or national or international type, you must learn the skills to operate, maintain, and repair equipment. It's not optional. Unfortunately, in the world we live in now, most young men I meet, when I say young, under the age of 40 years old, most of them don't have very many or any of these skills whatsoever. Men in my generation, if we wanted to drive a car, we almost always bought a used car, and we learned how to do tune-ups ourselves, change the spark plugs, change the points, change the plugs, adjust the carburetor, do all the changing of lubricants and oils, fan belts, change out alternators, starters, replace batteries, change tires, do a brake job, replace an exhaust system. Now, many of us, including myself, ended up rebuilding the old cars that we bought. Because that was the choice was either you do it yourself or you walk. So with that, we will have our next break, and the call number is 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd day of September, 2007. I know that you might be a first-time listener out there. We have first new listeners every week. If you want to see my photograph and read my bio, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and you can see what I've been doing to occupy myself the past 41 years of my adult life. I've been a busy guy, a real busy guy. Most of my adult life, the past 35 years, I've been a homicide detective, private investigator, security professional. Worked my first homicide in the fall of 1973. My most recent homicide I'm working on right now. A man who's been involved with serious work that has serious consequences. I'm the author of a book on personal security. I'm the author of a paper on the deception of global warming titled No Need for Panic. If you don't have this, you need it. I provide inside information about the truth behind what's really going on. And most important of all, the real timeline as to when rising ocean levels and abrupt climate change will begin affecting us, as opposed to the fabricated one being put out by the United States government and Al Gore. This is real. This is no small thing. You need to check this out. No need for panic at my website, thelibertyman.com. If you've already got a copy of my one-page update, it's in the middle of my homepage that you can read or download for free. It's just too burdensome to try to distribute one sheet of paper to people. It's just not a good thing to try to do. I got my first commission check from AmsOil this past week. There's lots of multi-level marketing outfits out there, and I get approached several times a year for one of the new ones popping up, or maybe one of the old ones. AmsOil, yes, it is multi-level on one hand. On the other, it's been around more than 30 years, and it's my business model, which is pretty simple, to sell stuff I don't have to buy first. Sell stuff I don't have to buy first. That's John Moore's business model. And you can do that with AmsOil. You don't have to purchase inventory. There's no monthly minimum purchase, which, quite frankly, the majority of multi-level things I've seen, that's always part of it. You end up, and you probably have friends, I've had friends, end up with a garage or a basement full of stuff. They don't know what to do with it. They get involved in one of these deals. Now, AmsOil is nothing like that. It's a way to have a business and generate a second stream of income and not have to buy stuff that you don't need. The details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. I was looking here at Ken Solar. He's one of our RBN sponsors. Now, of course, I promote steam engines on my website, and I interview Mike Brown, who's the inventor and manufacturer of steam engines. However, when it comes to certain things like backup power for your lights and backup power for communications equipment, I also advocate the type of equipment being sold by Ken Solar. You need both. And that's one of the things, here's a word, write this down, and maybe you might want to write it down and keep it in several places. Redundancy. Redundancy. When it comes to preparedness, the word redundancy could make the difference between life and death. Literally. Redundancy might be something like having a fold-up bicycle in the trunk of your car so that if you get stuck in traffic or the car breaks down in a crisis, you take out the fold-out bicycle, put it together, and you pedal off on your merry way as opposed to walking on your merry way. That's redundancy, ladies and gentlemen. There's some advantages to the solar equipment. Let's go through a couple of them. They don't cost a whole lot compared to large gas generators or even a steam engine. Fairly small, fairly compact. They're very quiet. They have no heat signature. So I urge you to check it out. Now, if you want to have all the electric and hot water you've ever dreamed of, you need one of Mike Brown's steam engines available at my website. If you want backup power to run communications equipment, lights, that kind of emergency equipment, I urge you to look at Ken's solar equipment available at the Republic Broadcasting website. I was looking at a piece of real estate with my wife today down here in my neighborhood. Interesting place, pretty typical for the Ozarks. Small home, it had 1,600 square feet, a couple of bedrooms, a couple of bathrooms. No big deal. And we got a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll get back to that little house nearby in a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah. DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd day of September 2007. I was just talking about this little home my wife and I looked at earlier today. It's a ranch-style frame home, full basement, about 1,700 square feet, 17 acres. Had a barn out back, 600 square foot garage, a couple other outbuildings, one suitable for chickens, the other needs to be torn down. Sits on a hillside, 17 acres of Ozark Mountain hillside, over 1,000 feet above sea level, on a blacktop highway. Marketable timber that can be sold off. Not an unusual situation for around here. Actually, that's a very small parcel for my neighborhood. Typically, we see not much less than 50 to 100 acres for sale around here. Got a well, it's got a septic system. Interesting place. I might be talking to some of my friends about that, who I know that are looking for land out here in my neighborhood. We'll see. I get calls, I get emails from you listeners about my opinion on the place that they're living now in terms of safety during a crisis. my opinion about where they should go. I frequently have people ask me to tell them where they should go, and I simply, I'm not going to do it. You need to make that decision yourself. You need to do your homework and come to an accommodation with yourself and your family as to what will be best for your situation. Everybody's situation is going to be slightly different. And that's a decision that I'm not going to take responsibility for. You need to do that yourself. Getting back to preparedness. The common skills that men and women had on the farm have become almost non-existent for urban dwellers. For most urban dwellers, most of the time. I've already talked quite a bit here on this show about today on operating, maintaining, and repairing equipment. The skills of raising food in a garden, preparing that food, canning that food, drying that food for storage are skills that most urban dwellers don't have. The common skills that men on the farm have always had for repairing equipment, plumbing, carpentry, electrical work, welding. Most urban males, especially urban males under 40 years of age, simply do not have most. Now, there is some, granted, there is always some. There's a percentage of men and a percentage of women, urban dwellers, that have these skills. It's a fairly small percentage based on my experience and my knowledge. When it comes to preparedness, men tend to gravitate towards discussions around defensive measures, firearms, military-type equipment, which I'm more than qualified to engage in those discussions. Women tend to gravitate towards understanding and wanting to meet the needs of their family, food preparation, keeping the house clean, keeping human bodies clean, keeping the house clean, laundry. Doing laundry without the benefit of electricity or natural gas is burdensome, to say the least. One of the graphics you see, if somebody's touring a third world country, one of the graphics you frequently will see to demonstrate third world poverty is women doing laundry on flat rocks in a creek. God bless them. That's some really hard work, and it's very, very tough on your clothing. Your clothing's going to last a fraction of what they would otherwise. But doing laundry without the benefit of electricity and washing machines is very, very burdensome. You need to take all these things into account. How are you going to get the water out of your well if you don't have electricity? It's a very extensive list of what you need to be prepared to deal with in a long-term crisis, whether it's regional or national. Regional due to a earthquake or hurricane, whatever it might be. National due to whatever it might be also. A very large earthquake. Economic chaos, whatever it might be. I was sitting at a man's kitchen table the other day, and we were discussing these matters, and he had a light fixture above the table. I pointed up at that light fixture, and his name was Rich. I said, Rich, you know, the difference between living like you live now and living like Little House on the Prairie is this right here. It's electricity. And he understood that perfectly. He became very interested in steam engines once I explained how simple they are, how reliable they are, and how cost-effective they are. Running a modern ranch-style home on solar power, you're looking at about $80,000 to do it right. Between the solar panels, the electronic mechanisms, which would be inverters, and the battery bank. About $80,000 Those numbers haven't changed much in several years. If you want to do it right and have the electricity that a modern home would normally consume. To do the same thing with steam engines, steam power, you're looking at about one-fourth that cost. About one-fourth of that cost. It's a tremendous difference. Absolutely tremendous difference. Plus, you don't get put out of business the first major hailstorm that comes along. You have that beautiful array of solar panels pointing towards the sky. All it takes is one good-sized hailstorm and half your $80,000 investments down the tubes. So you need to keep that in mind as well. I guess I should remind you that if you are looking to take a cruise with your honey or a tour with your sweetheart, I do offer discount cruises and tours. It's one of the services I provide. It's a completely automated internet-based system. I'm affiliated with a major company called Your Travel Business. There's a link on my website, thelibertyman.com. It's pretty painless. You can shop, do a fantasy vacation with no obligation just to see what it would cost to go to your favorite vacation spot. And that's kind of a harmless, fun thing to do, is to plan a vacation and just see what you can do for how much money. So check it out at my website, thelibertyman.com. I was reviewing my inventory of No Need for Panic. It looks like I'm still in pretty good shape. Quite frankly, I've had no interest in keeping track of how many hundreds of copies I've printed up and mailed out the past almost 2 years. First edition came out in November of 2005. And it's been a lot of fun doing this, helping people, getting the emails I get from all over the United States, the English-speaking world, the non-English-speaking world, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Norway, China, Taiwan. I haven't gotten any letters from the People's Republic of China yet. I don't expect I will. But if I do, I'll respond. They need help, too. In fact, the People's Republic of China is going to be losing a sizable percentage of their agricultural land to rising ocean levels. And I think they've got a real neat place in mind to make up for it, that being the breadbasket of the United States, the area between the Rocky Mountains and the Mississippi, where all the grain is grown primarily. So don't forget Illinois and some other places. Illinois is a huge corn state, corn and soybeans. But in the middle of the country, the heartland, quite frankly, it's one of the few things about the United States that's really unique anymore. Our manufacturing base is toast. Our people are not nearly as productive as they once were. We've got aging infrastructure. However, the breadbasket, the heartland where the corn, soybeans, and wheat is grown, is one of the most amazing places on the planet when it comes to the ability to grow these row crops, as they're called, corn, wheat, and soybeans. There's no place on the planet where these products can be grown in such abundance, processed, and transported in the same manner. There simply isn't. And of course, it's going to be really attractive to the People's Republic of China to be able to feed their people. And you can bet on it. If it comes down to their people starving or their people being fed, they will do whatever it takes to feed their people. That's the nature of the beast. This is a live call-in show, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. getting back to preparedness just a moment. There's skills that you may overlook that would be very valuable, not only to yourself, but to the community. Let's look at one skill in particular, the skill of repairing leather and canvas goods, fabricating leather and canvas goods. A friend of mine bought a GP, medium, general purpose, medium-sized tent, surplus, military surplus. It's a good-sized tent, 16 feet wide, 32 feet long. And this tent had seen a lot of hard use. We spread it out here on the lawn. Nice, freshly cut lawn, fairly flat. And we started marking with chalk all the places that need to be repaired. And I didn't bother counting, but it was a couple of dozen rips and tears, anywhere from small holes, a half inch or so, rip to places that were maybe a foot long or even larger that needed to be repaired. I've put together a kit with all the tools a person would ever want or need for repairing canvas and leather. The scissors, the sewing awls, the special glues, the threads, the special tools for working with leather, the punches, the rivet sets to set rivets and snaps and grommets. Keep them all in a good size toolbox. I've got another flat plastic parts bin with various rivets and grommets and pieces that go for into leather and canvas work. I've also acquired an antique but fully functional pedal-powered Singer leather sewing machine. These are still in use around the world in leather working shops, shoe repair shops all over the planet. These things are made of cast iron. They last forever with minimal maintenance. And you can sew through a quarter inch, 3/8 of an inch of leather like it's soft butter. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. But I taught myself these skills. Nobody taught me. I went to the leather store, the Tandy leather store, and some other commercial leather supply houses. And I just put together a kit of everything that they had, with some redundancy built in. Multiple needles, for example, you're always going to be breaking needles. Bags of grommets and bags of rivets. Hundreds and hundreds of these items. And I'll routinely repair leather and canvas goods around the ranch here. And make serviceable, just one tiny item I'll just mention here. Didn't amount to much, but it's kind of gratifying. A leather dog leash. The leather dog leash had not been properly maintained. It had dried out and it had broken. Well, I got it all lubed up real good with the proper leather lubricant. I think it was Neat's Foot Oil. And I cut and spliced the leash and put it together with a couple of rivets. And now I have, once again, a perfectly functional leather dog leash that before that was just scrap. Suitable for the scrap pile. Same thing applies to boots, harnesses for horses, ski bindings. I mean, it's an endless list of items that around the ranch and around the farm made from leather and canvas that need to be maintained and repaired. So I urge people who are being diligent and getting involved with this kind of pursuit to do what I did in that regard. Put together a kit to repair leather and repair canvas. It may even at some future date become an additional source of income that you could benefit your neighborhood in a long-term crisis by repairing canvas and leather items for your neighbors that need those things repaired for a small sum. Chances are a lot of that type of work would be done on a barter basis. And what you can do and what you can repair might be traded for something that you can't do and you can't repair that somebody else could. That's the way it will be working. My local library has a sale table. A little segue here. People donate books to the library, and the library sells them for $1 a bag. That's a plastic shopping bag like you find at Walmart or your local grocery store, $1 a bag. Well, this past Friday, I happened to be at my local library when a patron showed up with a pickup truck load of books. And I got 10 bags full. Okay, break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by life essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth.
With John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John,
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. As many of you know, I was down in the Philippines about, 10 weeks ago or so. I had lunch at the home of the family of the former president of the Filipino National Bank. I don't even know how many servants they had around the house. Doesn't matter. Oh, yes. I did a presentation there on no need for panic and rising ocean levels, abrupt climate change. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, the people here in the Philippines most likely to survive this are these barefoot peasants out here in these mountains who own nothing but a machete and a little grass shack. They're already living a day-to-day survival situation. They haven't got money to live except the lives of themselves and their loved ones. They know how to get by on very little. They know how to improvise. They know how to do what they need to do to survive on a daily basis already. The same thing applies here in the United States. I've got neighbors out here who don't have two nickels to rub together, or at least they barely do, just getting by. Raise their own garden. They have chickens. Maybe a cow or two out in the pasture fattening up. Maybe a pig or two out there in the, behind the barn fattening up. Go hunting. They go fishing. Very self-sufficient individuals. They don't have a lot of sophisticated equipment or a vast storehouse of supplies, but they're going to get by hook or by crook. They will get by, as their parents and their grandparents before them. Living out here in these Ozark Hills can be pretty tough. Jobs are few and far between unless you're willing to commute an hour or 2 hours. The climate is usually fairly hospitable. Usually the rain cooperates for raising crops, but it can be tough. And there's some real Ozark poverty out here. Don't fool yourself, due to a number of reasons. But these people, just because they're poor, regardless of where they are, whether it's in the Philippines or the Ozarks or the Rocky Mountains or the outback of Alaska, they're resilient, they're tough, they're very bright when it comes to improvising and getting by on very little, and they will survive. They're survivors. I prefer not to go that route myself. I like to have a little bit more creature comforts, like refrigeration, for example, in a crisis. That's why I advocate people consider getting a steam engine if they can. If it's possible, it can make a massive difference in the quality of life that you live during a long-term crisis. It can even be incorporated to your daily life. It's so cost-effective to make your own electricity with a steam engine. You may decide something you want to do for your normal day-to-day living. And you don't need to run the steam engine 24/7. You might only run it for 8 or 10 hours once every 3 days and charge up your bank of batteries and run off the batteries the other 3 days. Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the top of the hour break. Call number is 800-313-9443. With